How's that?
That's better.
That better?
Let me see it on you, Brendan.
Hey, man. It's me, Brendan.
That's
I'm
fine.
Here.
Because the thing is, yeah, I can turn up the volume, but the sound quality I can't change.
Guys, what if they did this thing where it was like a podcast, but there was no recording equipment, and you just kind of like sat and talked with each other? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Hold on, good idea.
I wouldn't do that. That's not content.
Guys, yeah, right. I'm gonna take a selfie from my grandma. I'm going to say recording for Goblin Hour. Everybody make a funny face. That's going to grandma.
Tell grandma that I'm Howard Stern.
Tell grandma that we're both single. Also, yeah.
The world. What a terrifying place. Seek horrors, and you will find they exist behind every corner. If endless fears of evil beasts and the wickedness of reality torments your restless spirit, confront it. Take a seat and settle in. You've made it just in time. For the Goblin Hour.
Welcome to Goblin Hour! It's me, Goblin Hour Ben, back again with a new guest. Just kidding. With a guest that's returning. It's...
Tanner. I'm back.
And it's just Tanner, except it's also...
Brendan! I snuck in the recording studio.
It's a... three-person episode, because
this is the first.
This is one we've had to talk about forever, and you should move this a little closer to your face.
Should
dude.
I? Yeah, oh, sorry.
You're talking too far back. Today's topic, you guys actually knew it already, and we've talked about this forever.
Yep.
The gin.
Ah!
The gin episode. Woo, the
gin episode.
The gin.
And we're not talking about no, we got no tonic water.
Oh.
This is J-I-N-N.
Good yeah. one.
Correct.
I've been waiting for months.
Some of them are also
DJINN. Yeah, DJINN. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are doing
alternative
that way too.
Spelling, if you will.
But yeah, the djinn. This is a crazy creature that, Brendan, I know you and I have fought before. Tanner,
we have.
I know.
I was present.
You're just interested in it.
Yeah.
You were present for some of the recollections. You weren't present for the freezing, I don't believe.
I was there.
No, I think he was.
I remember the capture.
He was there for the capture. He didn't contribute in any way, shape, or form.
No, he was spectating.
He was cowering in the corner.
I was not cowering.
You and I battled him.
He was spectating. Okay.
We battled the gym.
Get that one thing clear.
He wasn't in the match yet. He was waiting for a player to leave.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
It was a three-person lobby.
He was benched.
He was benched,
sure.
As it were.
Sure.
Yeah, the djinn. Brendan, do you know anything about the djinn outside of the one we fought? Like what they are at all?
Not really, no. I know, I believe they're mentioned in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that's where a lot of your knowledge on it comes from, Tanner.
That is correct.
The djinn.
Yep.
You told me you were brushing up beforehand, too.
Yeah, I did a little brushing up.
Do you feel confident in your knowledge, or are you, like, just gonna maybe every now and then be like, oh, I remember reading that?
I don't know, man. A lot of the way I brushed up was I just used the index to see where the word djinn was in the Quran.
Okay.
And a lot of it was out of context, and so I don't understand what they were trying to say, because I'm not going to sit and read the whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got bits and pieces, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm not going to be too knowledgeable.
Because this is for, you know, the djinn. The real creature. Djinn. And the Wikipedia had a lot of information on this, actually. I think it's because it's like a religious thing.
Yeah, they're
so they actually have information.
Culturally, yeah.
And I don't know. Looking at this kind of makes me mad. I don't know if I want to read the entire Wikipedia thing, but whatever. I guess we'll start. Are you guys ready? Are you scared?
I'm ready. I am scared though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm neither scared, but I'm ready.
I'm neither scared.
I'm neither
nor
scared,
ready.
Nor I'm neither scared nor am I ready.
Brendan is scared and ready, and Tanner is neither scared nor ready.
So yeah. Does that mean you're ready and not scared?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. That's the
full
I'm
50% of each. All right. Djinn, Arabic, also romanized as D-J-I-N-N, or anglicized as genies. I didn't realize they were the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Are invisible creatures in early pre-Islamic Arabia and later in Islamic culture and beliefs. Like humans, they're accountable for their deeds and can be either believers, Muslims, or disbelievers, kufar,
uh-huh.
depending on whether they accept God's guidance. Since djinn are neither innately evil nor innately good, Islam acknowledged spirits from other religions and was able to adapt them during its expansion. Djinn are not a strictly Islamic concept. They may represent several pagan beliefs integrated into Islam. To assert strict monotheism in the Islamic concept of Tawhid, oneness of God, Islam denies all affinities between the djinn and God, thus placing the djinn parallel to humans, also subject to God's judgment in afterlife. The Quran condemns the pre-Islamic Arabian practice of worshipping or seeking protection from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was something that was read. I read a bunch in the Quran. It would always make mention of, anytime it would say, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, Allah has crafted a hell for many jinn and humans, implying that jinns are subject to Allah's will, and they do run parallel to man.
So a jinn could go to heaven or hell?
Yeah, it just depends on what they're up to.
Depends on if they lived virtuously or not.
Yeah.
I would be a virtuous jinn, me personally. I'd be one of the good ones.
Okay.
I don't know. You're not even one of the good people, dude.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Right.
Listen, all I'm saying is Brendan has consumed alcohol and he eats pork.
Yeah.
That's haram there.
And also, based prove on it. American law, he's done those both illegally. You can't
what?
Eat pork until you're 21. You can't drink until you're 21 either.
Both illegally?
But shit, you're right.
Yeah. Sorry, bud. You should be in jail.
We can't publish this episode no more. I'll go to jail.
It's true.
Police, come get him.
Ben, what do you like more, this episode of Goblin Hour or me?
No, probably Goblin Hour content.
Because the thing is, you're still around. You're just going to be in prison.
You can call into the show from prison.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what this is. This is from a website called P and Rapraxis. It's the feature on the appearance of a djinn. Islam outside and in psychoanalysis.
This is
we get to learn the psychology of a djinn?
I don't know.
We have the psychoanalysis thing about the succubus, and it was just about a man who was schizophrenic.
I cut that.
The succubus were real or something.
Yeah, that was not put in. So if this is a similar thing, then I'll probably cut that bit of information too. Okay, starting on this amazing article, appearance of a djinn. Throughout most of his childhood, my brother wore prayers around his neck. In an intimate relation to his non-normative autistic being, the paper bore inscriptions meant to ward off evil and bring him luck and was folded up and wound tightly by a green cloth. That green cloth was locked around... Folded up and wound tightly by a green cloth. That green cloth was locked to the gold chain, making up his taweez, which is amulet or charm. Uh-huh. I remember white bursting out of the seams of the dulled green cloth worn down by life. I was unsure if this burst was the inverse of the cloth, its insides finally rupturing the stitching, or the prayers themselves that were spilling forth. The inversion, the insides, and the prayers seem to me, as they do now, the same.
Is this djinn fan fiction? What is this?
I don't know. I think it's somebody recounting a thing with a djinn. But, okay. We're not doing that one. I don't know what the hell
more
that
of
is. That one is like a whole paragraph that was just nothing. I get into world building, but I don't really need world building right now. I need facts.
Yeah, right now we need to establish what more about the djinn.
Well, I can tell you what a djinn is, or rather,
go for it.
Tell us what a djinn is.
So man was crafted by Allah from fermented clay of the earth, right?
Turn that down.
You know, so says the Quran.
tell them to quiet down a bit, turn that down.
Within, and then, you know, Christianity, man was created from dust. But at the same time, Allah had also created the jinn from fire as opposed to clay. And they just act parallel to man. They were crafted along with man to bring glory unto God, much like, you know, man is. That's the origin of the jinn, at least.
That's a
they
good
love
fact.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
cool.
you for the history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Next we got, so now that we know what the djinn are, we can go into the article by Vice News. What are djinn? The Arab spirits who can
now
eat,
that
sleep.
We know what they are.
The Arab spirits who could eat, sleep, have sex, and die. Yeah.
Whoa, they could do all the things we can.
What the fuck is this?
I can't die, though.
From Disney's Aladdin to the subject of exorcisms, djinn spirits have influenced culture and religion for centuries in our realm and theirs. This is by Vice, so I'm expecting this to be not too good. This
will be a great article.
Vice is very
factual.
Well known for writing really good articles, actually. Big fan of what they're up to.
I'll say a lot of the articles I've read, I've been like, what the fuck are they talking about?
You gotta start citing BuzzFeed.
Ooh, what djinn are you?
Yes.
The djinn quiz.
The djinn quiz. Which djinn do you most relate to? One of the good aligned or evil? All right, Arab poet Kuthayir Aza of the Umayyad period, 661 to 750, known for depicting his romantic obsession with a married woman, once described how he became a poet. One day, a man on horseback came toward me until he was next to me. I looked at him. He was bizarre, a man made out of brass. He said to me, "Recite some poetry." Then he recited poetry to me. I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am your double from the djinn."
What?
That is how I started. That is how I started reciting poetry.
That's crazy. So that means that's every djinn has a human parallel, I guess.
Yeah, for every human, there's a djinn counterpart.
The djinn world is a parallel universe to ours.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, but this guy at least
had that. I like that idea.
Was important enough to have one? That's not fair.
I like the idea that three djinns are currently making a podcast.
They're talking about humans.
This Vice article on humans. It says they have sex just like us. It's epic.
That's so crazy.
They eat burger too.
Also cool that he just rode up to him and was like, "Hey, bitch, start saying poetry."
I'm
not a poet though. It's like, say some poetry, nerd.
Yeah. No, that is bizarre. Just how did he immediately saw on his appearance? He was like, "This guy's fucking loser. He definitely has a poem."
This guy does poetry. Clearly, look at him.
Oops. This is what are djinn. Hey, it's talking about the Maid of Fire. Check it out.
Yeah.
Djinn, often al-djinn or djinn, are shape-shifting spirits made of fire and air with origins in pre-Islamic Arabia. They are the inspiration for Aladdin's genie and have held space in Arab culture for almost as long as Arab culture itself. And yet, having transcended both religion and the physical world, so little is understood about the spirits.
People in the West currently are more interested in learning about jihad, the veil, the status of women in Islam, and the various fundamentalist movements, writes Amira Al-Zain in her book Islam, Arabs, and the Intelligent World of the Djinn.
I almost picked that book up for researching for this episode.
Okay.
I figured it would have been a little too much. It's the only, when you look up djinn book, it's like number
the
one.
The only book?
Yeah, oh,
like
this is the one. Djinn book. Yeah, if you want to learn about djinns, you pick up this book.
Yeah.
They assume the djinn is a topic better left to Disney and pop culture, or at best to anthropologists. But djinn, who are part of Islam but not worshipped in it, with their free will and obscurity, have too much to teach us about a culture, a people, and their multiple religions to be forgotten. Djinn are considered part of al-ghaib, or the unseen. As invisible entities with abstract definitions, belief in them manifests differently between communities and individuals. For instance, while some Islamic scholars agree that djinn are capable of possession, others do not. Still, in both the past and present, stories of those possessed by djinn are not hard to find. Exorcisms, which can involve reciting the Quran over a person, or more rarely, physically beating the djinn out of them, are performed in some circles on thought. Are performed in some circles on those thought to be possessed by djinn, despite being condemned by mainstream Muslims. People who partake in the latter believe that the pain is not felt by the person who the djinni occupies, but the djinni themselves. And while reading the Quran is a popular exorcism method, djinn's links to possession predate Islam. Capable of possession. People who are taken the latter believe that it's not felt by the person djinn occupies, but the djinn themselves. And while reading the Quran is a popular, the Arabs of pre-Islam invented a whole set of exorcism procedures to protect themselves from the evil actions of the djinn on their bodies and minds.
So this is for protection, not to get it out. This is so to prevent it. So you got to do this daily.
Yeah, it involves using hourly beads, incense, bones, salt, and charms written in Arabic, Hebrew, and Syriac, or the hanging around their necks of a dead animal's teeth, such as a fox or a cat, to frighten the djinn and keep them away.
I'd be frightened, too.
The shark tooth necklace.
That's got its
roots in djinn protection.
Hold on.
That's just like, that means all, who wears those? Surfers?
Yes.
I think so,
They wear. They're guarding themselves from djinn. They're safe.
My Terraria guy wears it after a blood moon.
That, too.
And also, you know someone named djinn.
You do?
I do. I'm not going to say his name because he's really easy to look up.
His name's djinn.
Half his name is djinn. I'm not going to say the rest.
It's a big part of his name. It's the first part of his name.
Yeah, the first part. Though he spells djinn differently.
Still scary.
It's pronounced the same, it might as well be the same.
Is he evil to you?
Is he evil to me? No. Well, sweet to you. Is he? No,
is he brave? Is he brave or is he a coward?
What is he? I think he's part of the coward quartet when we're playing Roblox games, right? Because it's myself. Yeah, he's one of the cowardly ones. He's not brave.
Oh, so he... I don't know what that says about him as a djinn, actually. I don't know.
Nothing?
I mean, generally, being brave is the good alignment, and being a coward is the bad alignment, so he's probably
okay,
evil.
Okay, so it's not looking good for him.
You guys think so?
I mean, I'm just...
I mean, Ben thinks
based
so.
On what we've
I'm
read,
just echoing his sentiment.
He thinks so. I'm only agreeing with him is all. Do you still need water?
Huh? I'll take some.
Despite stories of possession, they're remarkable in their propensity towards neither good nor evil. Yeah, that is interesting. So it keeps laying down on this. Can you fall in love with the djinn? Fluid in form and interpretation, Jinn not only possess and converse with us, but they can also fall in love or in bed with humans.
Whoa! God,
okay, that has just doubled the dating pool if everyone has their own parallel Jinn.
Shit.
Would you date your own Jinn that is you?
No.
Yeah, not? Probably not.
Because I wouldn't date me. I'd get on my nerves real quick.
Girl Jinn that is literally you.
Girl Jinn that is literally me?
Yeah.
So, say that I'm a... I'll be a little generous. Say that I'm a perfect 10 out of 10, right?
Okay.
Does that mean girl Jinn Tanner is a perfect 10 out of 10 as well?
No, she's dice roll.
Dice roll?
Yeah.
Random number shoot. 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it. We can gamble.
It was a 1.
Somebody, yeah, we threw all our phones. I was going to say we could roll a random number 1 through 10 on our phones, but they're all thrown across the room.
Okay, Tanner. Jinn version of your biggest crush in the whole wide world wants to date you. Do you do it?
Wants to date me?
Wants to
actively
date you.
Is seeking me out?
Actively Ooh. Is seeking you out.
Okay. Well, the thing is, do I get vision of her? Because the Jinns are ethereal in nature. Yeah. I can't see them.
She can become a thing. That's what I'm saying. Dual existence.
Yeah, so she can become a thing, but she frequently forgets.
She frequently forgets she's invisible.
You'll like bump into her in the kitchen, be like, babe, you're invisible again.
So just imagine...
playing with the dangerous. So it's just my biggest crush in the world.
Yeah.
Plus Jinn powers.
Yeah. But there's no. And there also are a Jinn.
So that's like, that's not. I mean, there's really no downside to that, right?
New rule: Jinn can't reproduce
with a
human. Oh, that's fucking. That's close. Actually, that's kind of pushing it. I don't know. I kind of want kids sooner or later, right? Yeah, sure. I'd still stick with Jinn.
What if it wasn't your crush? What if it was just a Jinn woman that you thought was beautiful, but Allah forbade you to have contact with her?
Allah had forbidden me?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Well, if Allah forbids him, then he
absolutely
can't.
Not, yeah.
No, he's telling you not to. He's not putting a pact.
It's like, it's the same. Okay, it's like the apple situation.
He's not doing a fucking spell on him to make him
Okay, that, I'm sorry. That's how I interpreted it at first.
So as far as the lore goes, the one thing that Allah has directly communicated to me is, hey, don't date this Jinn.
He's like, no, Tanner, fuck off. Do not fuck with her.
So I'm absolutely not going to fuck with her.
And you're going, why? And he's like, no, just do
that. Dude, it's me, Allah. You have to listen to me.
Listen, Ben, I am not so proud as to question Allah. I would not ask why. I'd be like, well, he said so. Okay.
How about you, Brendan?
If Allah told me not to?
No, this is a Jinn girl, would you?
Oh, a Jinn girl, would I? Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Jinn boy or girl, rather.
Jinn boy or girl, I think I would, because they would have powers, and that's cool.
I agree.
Powers are cool.
Do we have the monster wiki or whatever that lists the powers?
Maybe. I don't think I found a power listing, but there is stuff.
We know they're ethereal. They can be invisible.
Already a power. They can be invisible. Yeah, they can possess sometimes. Some people think they can possess.
They're sexy genie Lemillion.
They love it.
No, Lemillion is the best character in that show.
He's pretty good.
He's strong and he punches good. Brendan, what are your thoughts?
Brendan's scared.
I'm really scared. I'm sorry.
I want to go home.
I do want to go home. I'll go home play Roblox.
You want to go home play Stardew Valley?
I do want to go home play Stardew Valley.
Brendan loves Stardew Valley. Mashallah, I am not gay.
A Jinn woman would be pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we didn't ask you. What,
I mean,
you
know me. It's definitely an easy yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You love
you
powers.
You love any woman with powers. Yeah. Dude. That's something Goblin Hour's kind of shown.
No, it's true.
All right. So, woman of your dreams mm-hmm.
and is
human.
A
Jinn. No, woman of your dreams, human. Or, like, fifth choice down Jinn.
Yeah, Jinn.
Okay, whoa. Are we talking, like... Of the entire 8 billion people on the planet,
8 billion
fifth
people.
Choice
this is,
down.
This is the number one for you as a woman that's real, not real woman, a human, or God, or your fifth choice Jinn.
I think it would circumvent it a little bit. Like, as much as I want to say, like, oh, fifth choice, I wouldn't care. I think having powers would just bump them up to first.
No matter what?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, unless they were, like, fighting my dog or something, then I probably wouldn't like that.
All right. What about 1 millionth place Jinn versus first place woman? So the first place woman is like the most compatible person for you. Okay. Has every
she's
trait
she's compatible.
You want.
She's beautiful. She shares your hobbies.
Everything about her is perfect in your eyes. And then this is 1 millionth place Jinn.
Okay,
there's 999,000 Jinn better than her.
But the thing is, wait, she's in terms of like Jinn or in terms of people I would like.
In terms
like
of,
on the power ranking, is she 1 million?
In terms of she, I don't know. There's like I mean,
in terms
just,
of how much I would like her.
Yeah, there's like. 900,000 djinns that you would choose before her, but she's still, like, you know, a millionth place out of potential 4 billion's pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
I know. That's why I'm kind of thinking I'd go with a million.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Still?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
cause I like that.
Yeah, I think so. Having powers is awesome.
It's the cool part how every Goblin Hour is, would you a whatever it is you're yeah. talking about?
Well, it's not every one of them, but it's every
it's
now
a
and
decent
then.
Chunk
would you
of
a
them.
Jersey Devil?
Yeah,
would
no,
you
that
kiss, would you kiss the lizard man?
Yeah, that was one.
Was that one? I don't remember.
I think so.
I think I remember it. I mean, I wasn't on the episode. I think I remember hearing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's cool. Okay, so I guess that is just season two's theme.
Ben, would you kiss a spell?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah, probably. I would kiss a spell. I'd get out the grimoire. Yeah, good idea. Smart thinking, Brendan. Okay, this person is saying skinwalkers are djinn, hear me out. This goes back to the goblin episode, actually, or rather the experimental episode. I mentioned how it can sometimes be offensive to equate one cultural creature slash cryptid right. to another cultural
yeah.
slash cryptid.
Yeah.
But this person is starting it by saying, I'm a Muslim, and they're trying to put that out there to, I guess, dissuade any criticism. That's fine, you can be that, but if you're not Native American, you're kind of...
Yeah, it's okay for me to say this about half of what I'm talking about.
So just
about.
Take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you can talk about djinns, you can't talk about skinwalkers.
Like, we're obviously being jokey idiots about djinns and not taking it that seriously.
I am.
But...
Yeah, what? Are you...
I've got...
Are you being fun? Like, are you... Yeah, is this just a...
This is from r/cryptids. This guy's saying, skinwalkers are djinn. Hear me out. Hi! I'm a Muslim, and I've researched copious amount about djinn, our equally conscious neighbor on this earth. After researching about skinwalkers, I'm fairly certain they're djinn that have been allowed to take physical form easier in southwestern regions. Before calling me out, please fully hear me out, and I'd honestly love feedback on this hypothesis. The key thing to know is that the djinn's most famous ability is shape-shifting, especially into dogs and humans. The djinn's other abilities include instant, and he put that in quotes for some reason, transportation of objects by converting matter to energy, transporting it at near light speed, and converting back into matter. This is how Solomon apparently used the djinn to build magnificent structures.
That's right.
Goblins have, not goblins, djinns have fucking Adam Eve powers. What the hell?
Adam Eve's only power is pink blast.
No, yeah, you're right. Amen, brother. Audience!
No, okay, so hold on. We gotta talk about this. Is a new power we found out.
They can dematerialize things, teleport it, and then rematerialize it.
That's
kind
insane.
Of fucking crazy.
I think
that's
it's
an
less
insane
their
power.
I don't think their power is dematerializing. I think that's just something that happens by way of their teleporting it.
Oh, okay. Still, that's kind of insane.
Well, still, they can just teleport stuff.
Yeah,
it sounds like it.
Like
yeah.
I don't think they could be like out of existence. Like I think they're moving mass.
They have to move it somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't think they can just make it vanish?
Based on this,
Ethereum.
He's talking about it in scientific terms.
Oh, that yeah. When this he says near
hypothesis.
Light speed, it's like, come on, dude.
Like that would also fully change reality. Like that is
like that would be S-tier. Insane.
Remove matter from existence is a djinn power.
Yeah, that's
like,
kind of insane.
Oh,
that should be a power
big,
exclusive to Allah himself.
Hey, big trash heap. Bye bye.
Yeah. No, that's too wild.
I also really like the idea of djinn dog. It was like they shapeshift into people and dogs.
No, some of them I've heard stories about djinns being crazy before and, like, people being horrified by them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that leads into, would you keep a djinn dog? It's a regular,
no,
it's a regular
hell
dog.
No.
No, but you know
no.
that it's fully
hell
sentient.
No.
Fuck no.
It refuses to.
No.
No.
Not
so
at all.
It's a normal dog as far as you know.
It's trying
as
to
far
trick
as anyone else could tell. But the djinn is fully conscious in that dog.
Wait, okay, so it's a normal dog as far as I know?
As far as everybody knows. Well,
including
I guess that kind
me.
Of invalidates you know it's a djinn.
All right, Brendan, new hypothetical. You find out Pepper has been a djinn his entire life.
Do you exorcise him immediately?
Do you execute him immediately?
Yeah.
Are
you busting out the prayer mat?
I think I don't because he's
learned
already,
a lesson.
Well, no, because he's already so old. It's like, oh, you know, you might as well enjoy the time you got left. You know,
would you be mad or would you be like, Pepper, why didn't you tell me?
I think I would be Pepper. Why didn't you tell me? I think I'd be more sad than anything.
Yeah,
it's like in a show
Phineas
or movie.
And Ferb when they find out Perry Platypus had his secret mission.
Exactly.
Like, Perry didn't even trust us. Pepper didn't even trust
Pepper
us.
Pepper didn't even trust me when I built my big fucking invention. He always disappeared.
I don't know.
This week after you fight this fucking pharmacist.
Kind of implies that Pepper's got he's
kept, leading
he's
a double
his,
life.
Yeah, he kept his djinn powers secret from you for a reason.
Yeah. But it would be to protect me if he's like Perry the Platypus.
Yeah.
It would be out of a place of love.
Like, yeah, but I wouldn't be mad if he did that. If I learned somebody had a double life and they didn't tell me because it was to protect me, I'd be like, okay, Like, if I learned Ben was Superman and he didn't tell me because people would try to kill me to get to him, I'd be like, thanks for not telling me until now, but why did you tell me now?
Uh-huh, good to know.
I think I would be the same way. I think I would initially be like, what the hell, you've been doing all this? But it wouldn't take me a whole movie across the second dimension to understand. Yeah. I think it'd take me like 5 minutes. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, wait, he did it to protect me.
I would just be baffled. If I found out one of you was leading a double life to protect me, I'd be like, what the fuck do you mean to protect me? What are you talking about? How am I protected by this? Well, do you have a whole fucking rogues gallery that would attack me?
They don't take you prisoner and they threaten you.
Yeah, I would be baffled.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, big reveal.
I've been Son Goku this entire time. This is what I
disappear into the Ethereum.
He was a djinn the whole time.
It's you.
As if he's a genie.
This is what Jambi the genie does.
All right, anyway, back to this damn thing.
Oh, yeah, back to Redditor.
Djinn
are
also able to possess human beings, animals, and inanimate objects, like Prop Hunt from video games. Muslims do not believe in ghosts of human beings. We believe all these to be malicious djinn pretending to be dozens of identities over the millennia. Shapeshifters, ghosts, demons, fallen angels, spirits, etc.
Nice.
Excuse me.
Fucking believable.
We believe Lucifer is a djinn, since fallen angels are impossible as angels and incorruptible. However, please do note that just as humans, all djinn are not bad. Many are benevolent. Think spirit guides. Well, most are probably neutral and don't interact with us. The interesting part, coming back to skinwalkers, is that not all djinn can do all abilities. Only the strongest djinn can perform acts such as shapeshifting into humans or transportation of large objects large distances.
Do you think they're born with that strength, or can you train as a djinn to get
I think it's
powers?
Absolutely training.
They can go to the djinn gym?
I would like to believe it's cultivatable, but I think a lot of your djinn strength is probably predisposed in your djinn genetics.
Okay, yeah. Your peak is predisposed.
I'd like to think it's the same as humans. Like, you know, some people work out, they get better results than others, but at the end of the day, you know, you work out your djinn powers more, you make them better.
The interesting part, coming back to skinwalkers, is that not all djinn can do all abilities, yada, yada, yada. This is similar to how only a handful of humans out of 7 billion probably have real psychic abilities, even how working out makes you stronger.
That's crazy.
Literally, we were right.
Well, at first he was just like,
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I don't know if these abilities are innate or if every djinn can attain them through training.
What?
He don't even know.
He doesn't know, but it's crazy that he thought about the same thing we did.
Yeah. Well, the thing is...
And he thought to even bring it up.
He probably has just the same amount of knowledge as us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, wait a second.
Well,
where's this guy's address? Let's go fight him.
Let's go find this guy. Well, he said at the beginning, he was like, this is how it would work scientifically. They transport things at near light speed, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, it's just like how some people are psychic. He's like, what are you talking about?
Are you insane? Are you
talking about Shigeo Kageyama?
Shout out.
This is the anime episode.
You're talking about fucking, what's his friend's name who's older than him? Regan Arataka
is his name, yeah.
Regan?
Shout out.
Are you Regan when Mob felt gratitude towards his master?
Didn't make any sense, but yeah. Sure.
He did. He gave him the 100% because he felt gratitude. And then Regan fought the men.
Oh, yes, that's right. I do recall.
Next part. For example, only one djinn in Solomon's army was able to steal the giant throne. Think Game of Thrones. Why does this guy put so much in parentheses and say think after all of these?
Well, he's reminding us to think.
He's got to like explain this to us silly Westerners who don't...
In Game of Thrones when they sat on the throne.
Yeah, he's got to relate things to stuff that I would know.
Otherwise,
about.
We don't understand it.
For example, only one djinn in Solomon's army was able to steal the giant throne from the queen of another kingdom without them being able to react. The djinn brought it to Solomon from another country before Solomon finished standing up. Another example of skill levels is how shapeshifting into a human is much more advanced than into an animal, or possessing a human is more advanced than an object.
Think Prop Hunt.
Think Prop Hunt from games. When I recently read that the Native American medicine men performed rituals to ask the skinwalkers to fight the colonizers, it immediately reminded me of how the only way for humans to interact with djinn is through both symbols and rituals. Magical books, such as the Key of Solomon, show us how to interact with djinn. There's many methods and forms, which many civilizations discovered as their magical arts over the ages.
Wasn't I'm thinking back to the spells episode. The Book of Solomon or something had like spells and stuff in it, right?
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like this thing, the Key of Solomon, does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was mentioned in the spells episode. Maybe I'm just insane.
That was like 45 months ago. I can't even remember.
Oh man,
Wait, there was a spells episode?
You were there.
I was?
You referenced it. You asked me if I would kiss a spell like 10 minutes ago.
What? I don't remember that.
We cast the memory wiping spell on Brendan just now.
We cast the Brendan get inhabited by a djinn with none of Brendan's memory spell on him just 1 second ago.
Uh-oh. Brendan, as we call him now. Benjamin.
Benjajin.
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Benjajin.
Tangin.
Yeah.
Jinner.
Jinner.
Jinner's the closest Jinner. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's crazy. I didn't know that thing about the skinwalkers being summoned to fight colonists. This is badass. My hypothesis is that the medicine men of the Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, Colorado area performed some ritual on the land that allows djinn to shapeshift much easier. Weaker djinn can use this area to shapeshift, which is why we see way more reports in those areas, yet you still see few shapeshift reports in other areas.
It means we as people have the potential to buff djinn powers.
Apparently, so that means
if we get djinn GFs...
We could Jeanettes buff them.
Even? We could buff them if we perform the rare ritual.
It's like when we're playing Monster Hunter and Brendan uses Hunting Horn.
Yeah.
Okay, weaker djinn can use this area to shapeshift, which is why we see way more reports in those areas. Normally, weak djinn pretend to be ghost/demons haunting a place, as they can stick to imitations of sounds and movement of small objects over small distances to drive fear.
That's crazy. I can't imagine being a djinn who has, like, magic powers. I don't know. Could I? I don't know if I'd do something so petty. Because the thing is, within Western thought, right?
What did you say? I'm sorry, I missed the start.
I'll get into it.
Okay.
The idea of a haunting is something that I find like wacky for a djinn to do. Because within Western thought, a ghost is tied to that place. It can't go anywhere, and that's why it haunts it.
I believe that's a poltergeist.
Or is that poltergeist? Oh.
A poltergeist inhabits a space.
Okay, yeah. But then djinns... Why would they haunt? They can go wherever they want. They got their own dimension to go to.
These are like...
And it's like, why are you choosing to stick around and haunt this fucking old school?
We got to remember, it is weird if they're haunting an old school, but I think haunting a place for a little bit is more reasonable. Because if it's just that's something I do when I go over to your house and it's dark. I'll like turn off a light and hide from you.
Yeah.
And I'll like try to scare you.
You'll tie my tape measure to my pull-up bar and I won't move it for like 4 days.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was Brendan?
Also, I didn't... Well, no, I did tie... I thought you said tape it.
No, you said you just tied it up there. Ben puts zots in my rice.
That's what I haven't done it in a while.
Well, that's because I'm damn near out of zots.
Yeah,
good job reminding rice, him.
Though. Sad moment. Even.
Listen, I had to eat through like 5 pounds of those things.
The kids did not. Come
yeah, Halloween.
Not a single soul.
Halloween, I bought 4 pounds of zots because I was like, I'm gonna get these kids hooked on zots. They're my favorite, and I left the bowl out to go when I went out to go eat dinner. And I left it out on my porch, and the light was on and everything. And I came back, and not a single soul had touched any of the zots. So I had to eat 4 pounds of zots. It was just me and whoever was at my house at the time. Terrible.
Zots are a common Tanner's household treat.
Yeah, zots are good.
They're pretty damn good.
They are quite good.
Back on topic, though.
Back on djinn.
Literally all of their abilities match up. Shapeshifting into both animals and human, different levels of skill at shapeshifting, using ghost-like techniques, calling out to you in voices you recognize. And finally, medicine men calling them forth with rituals. These are just my thoughts as I've been trying to piece together the experience and stories of different cultures and civilizations to hopefully see the bigger picture of our world. I'd love to get any and all feedback to help refine or refute this hypothesis. I'd also love to hear what other creatures you think might be djinn.
How many upvotes does this have?
I think it had a good amount, because it's at least a conversation. I don't know if people are necessarily agreeing with him, but it has 34 upvotes on the r/cryptids.
Ooh, that's big.
It was posted 3 years ago. I'm going to say I think he's dead wrong. I don't think he has any...
Yeah, I think he does not know what he's talking
about.
Like,
it's an interesting conversation to be had, but I don't think he's close. I don't think he's cracked the code. I don't think he's onto something. I think comparing skinwalkers and djinn is, like, a baby's first thought when reading about both of them.
Dude, you're dogging on this poor guy.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating because, he's saying they have powers, therefore the same.
You're just jealous that you don't got 34 upvotes on r/cryptids.
Please check out the scary episode of Goblin Hour if you want to know what skinwalkers are.
Episode 4.
Season 1, episode 4, yes.
Season 1, episode 4, yeah.
And you'll see that this is, frankly, an irresponsible correction.
This is going to cause chaos. Yeah, I guess it's just...
Because skinwalkers are pure evil.
Skinwalkers are, yeah, they are malicious. Djinn, on the other hand, are not. Not inherently malicious, I should say.
Like, sure, I think a djinn could pretend to be a skinwalker or even fully become one if they so chose, but a skinwalker is not inherently a djinn.
Yeah, but I mean, by that same logic, you know, a djinn, they could pretend to be anything. A djinn could
pretend to be damn near anything.
So
be,
it's kind of
a... light in the room could be a fucking djinn.
It's so kind of, it's kind of, an, it's a, kind of a nothing about. Thought.
Ban this guy off Reddit.
Yes. Send the...
Branding dangerous ideas...
Telling us about djinns when you don't know nothing.
I mean, I appreciate the djinn information there, but skinwalkers, he was, and he knew interesting facts, but the idea that they're the same is just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he let us know about a couple powers.
Like, the shit about the medicine men summoning them to fight colonizers is sick. Like, the idea that they're like, we're fucked, but these guys are fucking
we're
us
taking
up.
Them down with
they
us.
They give us, like, 10 blankets, and we started dying. I don't know what the hell we're going to do to deal with this. Can we just summon something?
Yeah, call in the djinns.
No, they didn't call do that.
Skinwalkers, not djinns.
Oh, sorry. Calling the skinwalkers.
Oh, sorry.
But what if they were? What if it was like djinns but disguised as skinwalkers?
That'd be scary.
What if that was it though?
They would literally scare the fuck out of me.
Well, that'd be easier. A djinn disguised as a skinwalker would be way easier to deal with than a proper skinwalker, right?
Yeah,
right. All we'd have to do is beat it to death or say a prayer.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's what we'll do. If we ever find a skinwalker, I'll have my silver bullets and I think also ashes of some kind with me.
Yeah, the ashes.
As well as our Quran.
A copy of the Quran and our beating sticks.
Every cryptid is just a djinn playing a prank on us.
I talked about this the other day when we were looking at comments on this, but it's one of my favorite sentences, my favorite quotes. I don't know where it's from. It is, sky's the limit when you're just making shit up.
Like, true! Wait.
Yeah. True.
Like... The idea, so many of these comments are like, what if this was actually an alien? What if, man? I guess it could be.
Sure. I guess it'd be crazy. I don't know.
And they say, thoughts? As if they presented an argument and not just a statement that is nothing to anyone. That's what this is right now. That's what this is all turning into. All
right, we'll cut it out. But what if alien was actually djinn?
So. Whoa! That'd be crazy. Okay, this is from Cryptid Wiki now.
There we
yes!
go. I'm just going to give us a list of powers.
So,
that's what we want.
Djinn. Are spiritual creatures in Islamic and Arabic folklore. They are mentioned in the Quran and other Islamic texts and inhabit an unseen world in dimensions beyond the visible universe of humans. Together, the jinn, humans, and angels make up three sapient creations of God. The Quran mentions that the jinn are made of smokeless and scorching fire, but also physical in nature, being able to interact physically with people and objects and likewise be acted upon. Like human beings, the jinn can also be good, evil, or neutrally benevolent, and hence have free will like humans and unlike angels. The jinn are mentioned frequently in the Quran, and the 72nd surah is titled Surat al-Jinn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so wait, what does a jinn look like? Is it just,
like
just
you
a
or
guy?
I?
Is it just like person-shaped or what?
I mean, they can shape-shift,
yeah,
so.
They can't shape-shift,
we
can't they?
We may never know the true form of a jinn. Hell,
true,
they might not.
I mean, if I had
know.
To guess a true form, it's probably a shapeless smoke and fireball or something.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
I think it would probably, if I'm thinking about jinns and genies and whatnot, I'm thinking like... It's got purple hair.
Big ass.
Big ass.
Big tits.
Big tits.
It's got its belly out. Got the midriff out.
Wearing awesome red little outfit.
Big baggy red pants.
Dances a lot.
Whips their hair around.
Fights
risky boots. That's what I'm thinking when I'm thinking genies and djinns.
Good theory. yeah, there's some on here that are drawn as like humans that happen to have animal heads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this person has a doe, and the other person looks like an ox, maybe.
Well, it's like those Egyptian fellas.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Anubis.
Good connection to draw. But also, apparently, there's just a fucking subheading in the Djinn CryptoWiki article called Ghouls. So I guess we'll look into that a little bit.
Let's see what they're up there.
A ghoul is an Arabic folkloric creature associated with graveyards and consuming flesh, specifically human flesh. The oldest surviving literature that mentioned ghouls is Arabian Nights. The term was first used in English literature in 1786 in William Beckford's Orientalist novel, Vathek, which describes the ghoul of Arabian folklore. Originally, in pre-Islamic times, the males were called Quatrub and females were called Gula. The ghoul's name in Arabic, Ghoul, from Gala, to seize. Mark Kramer and others believe the term to be etymologically related to Galu, a Middle Eastern demon.
Holy shit, need me a Gula, GF.
I don't know about that. I think that might be where I draw the limit.
Kramer, get in here.
Yeah, Kramer Seinfeld was here. This is the second time that we've heard a guy named Kramer.
Oh, really? Was it
he
called
was,
Kramer?
He was in the Succubus episode. Yeah, Mark Kramer was there.
Oh.
Dude, Kramer's everywhere.
But Kramer, we also mentioned Kramer in the Succubus episode. He was there.
Holy
I don't
moly.
Know if it was the same guy, but some
crazy
with the name.
Next is the Marid. It's another thing on here. In Arabic folklore and common mythology, a Marid is a large and powerful jinn. Marids are mentioned in pre-Islamic Arabian mythology and inside the 1001 Nights alongside the jinn in the story of the fisherman and the jinni. Mm. The term Marid is still used in Arabic to refer to giants. In mythology, Marids are often described as the most powerful type of jinn, having especially great powers. They are the most proud as well. Like every jinn, they have free will, yet they could be compelled to perform chores. According to folklore, they also have the ability to
punish the mortals. They could be they used could to be compelled. Perform chores?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you should definitely do my laundry. And this huge, powerful
jinn. That's an incredible
jinn is like,
argument.
You know? You're right.
You've got it.
Jinn, please clean my floors, please.
Okay, Brendan.
It would take you so much less time than it would take me. Please just do it for me.
You're smart for a human. I will do it.
I will teleport your dishes to the sink.
Ah, you're wise to notice my power. I will clean up your towels.
I feel compelled to do chores.
Yeah, they also have the ability to grant wishes to mortals, but that usually requires battle, imprisonment, rituals, or just a great deal of flattery.
Oh,
damn.
That's why you gotta get them in the lamp.
Ooh.
You gotta imprison them before
Wait,
they start
you're right.
Wishes.
You're right.
Or you've gotta really...
It's subservient.
You really gotta kiss up to them.
Dude, yeah. if you fight it, imprison it, do a ritual for it, which is probably the easiest, or a great deal of flattery. The reason flattery is probably literally the easiest, but
yeah.
you have to get lucky.
Yeah.
Whereas a ritual seems like... You just
ritual
do
is
kind of
guaranteed, but flattery flattery is like the fucking oblivion.
You're
mini
so
game.
Hot.
Yeah,
yeah flattery is easier, but it doesn't work 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of RNG involved in flattery.
Yeah. yeah.
Yes.
You got to catch the genie in a good mood. Mm-hmm. The jinn, I should say.
The Bahamut, the giant fish in the Quran, is an example of a non-humanoid form of this particular genie. Okay. Last, we have the Nasnas. Yeah, I guess that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Is another form of jinn. Hybrids of human-like and animal-like forms. That's the thing I saw on the other page, I guess. And may account for some of our encounters with mysterious creatures. It is described in the book of 1001 Nights as a half-human being. That is, it has half a head, half a body, one arm, one leg. It hops about on its single leg. The Nasnas was said to be the offspring of Sheikh, see below, and a human being. A character in the story of The Sage and the Scholar, a tale from the collection, is turned into a Nasnas after a magician applies coal to one of its eyes. Muhammad al-Qazwini's Book of Jinn. Marvels of things created in miraculous aspects of things existing features many forms of Nasnas, including an elephant humanoid jinn.
Oh, the big elephant jinn.
I really like the way they've split the creature, the Nasnas, instead of being half this, half that, like, horizontally, like
yeah.
legs of right legs of bear and then top of human. It's like left half bear, right half guy.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is interesting. If you want to look at the little picture there,
yeah.
you can pass that
Oh,
around.
Yeah.
Pass that to the class.
It's just, it looks like a man with an elephant head. They're not too, striking.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing crazy.
It's almost like just furry art a little bit. Yeah, not to discredit the religious
that.
Art.
Whoa, but what? Dude, that's my fursona.
Brendelephant.
Brendelephant is his name.
Sightings of the jinn can be found in various Muslim cultures around the world. In Sindh, the concept of the jinni was introduced during the Abbasid era and has become a common part of the folklore, which also includes stories of both male jinn called jinn and female jinn called jinniri. Folk stories of female jinn include stories such as the Jahal Jinniri, other acclaimed story of the fisherman and the jinni, when three different types of jinn are described in the story of Maruf the Cobbler. A mighty genie helps young Aladdin in the story of Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp.
Aladdin!
We know that guy.
We do. As Hasan Bad al-Din weeps over the grave of his father until sleep overcomes him, he is awoken by a large group of sympathetic jinn in the tale of Ali Nur al-Din and his son, Badr al-Din Hasan. Okay. This one's a little crazy, this next one. This All is right. pretty recent. During the Rwandan genocide...
Oh.
Both Hutus and Tutsi avoided searching in local Rwandan Muslim neighborhoods in widely believed myths that local Muslims and mosques were protected by the power of Islamic magic and the efficacious jinn. In Xiangyuyu, arsonists ran away instead of destroying the mosque because they believed jinn were guarding the mosque and feared their wrath. The modern city of Deoband is named on similar grounds. Dio, from Hindi, is a synonym of jinn, while band means closed. But can be translated as captured in Hindi. The legend says that there was a menacing jinn and it was elderly who put a stop to him by capturing him into a bottle, sealing him away forever. Another version describes that there were two, not one jinn. This bottle is said to be sealed away in the dungeon of a mosque situated on a hill in the city itself. which has not been opened ever since. Additionally, the premier Islamic body of Darul Uloom Deoband is said to have a vibrant community of civilized jinns in its midst. Relationship of Prophet Solomon and the jinn, according to traditions. The jinn stood behind the learned humans in Solomon's court, who in turn sat behind the prophets.
That's pretty epic. That means there's jinns out there. There's a whole city of jinns.
Yeah, no, there could be. I mean, they could live amongst us.
They are. They could be jinn. There could be a jinn in this room right now.
Eyes you both wearily. Eyes the pipes wearily.
I think there's a jinn up there.
Eyes the couch wearily.
That's pretty insane.
Eyes existence and the uses of jinn in other cultures. In Guanche mythology from Tenerife in the Canary Islands, there exists the belief in beings that are similar to genies, such as the Moxios, something, bunch of Spanish, attendant gods, domestic and nature spirits, and Tabisinas, evil genies, whoa, as well as the demon Guyota, aboriginal god of evil, that, like the Arabic Iblis, is sometimes identified with a genie. In pop culture, it's in a lot of different things. Arabian Nights in the Caliph's House.
It's in Aladdin.
Neil Gaiman's novel, American Gods.
American Psycho.
It's in a Supernatural episode, apparently.
Where we got to get Chloe in here. Chloe loves Supernatural.
She does. She
probably
would love to hear about how Dean Winchester was attacked by a djinn and it grants him his wish.
And how handsome the djinn was, probably.
Yeah.
It's Supernatural. They just make people pretty.
There's also Adventure Quest Worlds. It was in that. In Clash of the Titans.
Oh, my God.
Adventure Quest Worlds.
Yeah, Adventure Quest Worlds was there.
That sounds like a made-up video game for a Disney show.
No, it's a game I used to play.
I Dream of Genie.
Adventure Quest Worlds?
Yeah.
Video game series Golden Sun.
Oh, it's got to be in Sabrina, I know that the one. Teenage... No, wait. She's a witch. Never mind.
There
was a show about a genie, wasn't there? It was back in like the 40s.
Yeah,
the 50s,
I Dream of Genie.
I Dream of Genie?
Yeah, just said that.
She's the real pretty one?
She's in the 60s, yeah.
60s, okay. Yeah.
And PB
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Uncharted 3, Djinn's Deception.
There's a djinn in there?
He fights a djinn, yeah.
What?
No, I thought that game took place
to
in real life.
Thousands of years ago by King Solomon, when he imprisoned evil djinn with the brass. So I guess it's like something that happened in the past and it doesn't appear then.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's just mentioned.
And then it's in Final Fantasy and also in The Magician's Nephew by C.S. Lewis. Whoa, what the fuck? The Jadis is described as half djinn, half giantess.
Whoa.
All
Jadis?
Perfect.
More like goddess, am I right?
Oh, goodness. True. Amen. Nice one.
All right, that's all the documents. You guys have anything you want to say? Do you have any final notes?
Is that all the documents?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, the djinn are crazy.
Djinn are crazy.
It's interesting. I thought they were dangerous, like, inherently.
Yeah.
Now they're fine.
I've seen stuff before. Like, I read a post a long time ago about a girl who was talking about how her brother got sucked away in a flood and a djinn caused it. And I was like, that's crazy. And so it made me nervous. But the fact that they're neutral and they're basically just people has definitely made me feel good about the fact that we're just joking about it the whole time. Because it seems like they shouldn't give a shit if
they're
just
have some,
another species.
Pretty good humored djinns out
there.
Yeah,
that's the craziest part. They're just kind of, like, I'm not going to say they are people, but, you know.
They're pretty much
they can be good, they can be bad, they can be funny, they can get busy, just like us.
Like, I'm sure the djinns that are on death row probably wouldn't appreciate what we've been saying about them, but like, the normal-ass djinns probably
Yeah, I think most djinns would be like, oh, okay, just talking about us, man.
Like we said, they're just going to have the podcast about people.
Mm-hmm. You're right. They're probably making a podcast right now.
And we're going to be the humans on death row being complaining about it.
Yeah. I will not stand for a djinn making fun of me.
That's true. We could beat him. Well, no. No, you can't beat a djinn.
You can exercise a djinn.
You can exercise a djinn by beating up who / whatever it's possessed.
And it hurts the djinn directly. It doesn't hurt the person.
Yes.
How would you choose to fight a djinn if it wasn't in a person? Because we don't know how to fight djinns if they aren't possessing somebody. What do you think we got to do?
I would use the Luigi's Mansion vacuum. I'd use the poltergeist.
Okay, that's pretty good. Brendan? No, that was Brendan who said that. Ben?
I'm trying to think, because as you know, I've had a lot of experience learning about these things.
Yeah.
There's the divine metal from heaven that we've talked about in the Cyprus episode.
Yeah, that would probably work.
I feel like that would be a good bet, but also, like, maybe silver. They're not demons, so I don't see what value holy water would bring.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Holy water didn't do nothing.
I would probably go with that divine metal from heaven, because I feel like it inherently would affect them. I don't know if it's their weakness, but I feel like it would at least be something.
It would do
that hurts
something.
Them.
Divine
to
metal from heaven's got to just do damage to everything,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
It doesn't necessarily have a buff, but nothing.
Like,
can
at least
it.
Damage to them. Like, if humans are okay with it because we're not heaveny, then maybe it doesn't hurt us that much.
I think it hurt us as much as regular metal.
Hey,
at
I'm
least.
Just saying, I should be able to cut a djinn in half with it. That's all I'm saying. I would use some sort of heaven.
We got to make a sword.
Mm hmm. A
a battle axe even.
We gotta get our hands on one of some of that divine metal then.
What would you do then?
What would I do?
Yeah. Are you gonna steal my awesome divine metal idea?
No. Outside the realm. I don't know. How do you fight fire? Water, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just dunk it in a bucket.
That kind of makes the vacuum not a terrible idea because it's sucking air away from it.
Yeah.
Well, this is a smokeless fire, which means it's not burning anything, right?
Is that how fire works?
I don't know, maybe. It's a djinn, so I think our understanding of fire is probably a little bit limited.
Yeah, I guess they'd know a lot more.
All right. Well, that's some good answers, guys.
Yeah.
Do we have any final thoughts? Anything important besides djinn?
I had so much fun on Goblin Hour.
They kind of liked it a little bit.
They thought it was all right.
They just stopped immediately. I went like this to them. I put my finger in front of my mouth and told them to silence. No, okay, here. No, okay, never mind.
No?
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing else, dude.
Yep.
Do you guys want to shout anything out?
Shout out Succubus and Mermaid episodes of Goblin Hour. That was me. Ben was there too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm in all these.
Ben's in all of those, yeah.
So he might as well be in none of them.
Yeah. Honestly, like Syndrome said.
When everyone's in Goblin Hour, everyone's super. No one is.
Whoa. Yeah.
I've referenced him earlier. You know, nobody noticed.
What did you say?
I said djinns get busy.
Oh, that was it. I thought that was just you being a freak.
Oh, yeah. No. I was talking about when Syndrome's like, you got a wife and got busy.
That's another thing to shout out, I guess.
Shout out Incredibles 1.
We got to bring up wishes. Genie wishes. Three wishes.
Oh, yeah. Three wishes?
What are your three wishes, Ben? Ben has thought about
this. Yeah, yeah. You get three wishes.
Heroes Curse, Incredibles HD, and the Xbox Fleshlight Attachment. Xbox One Fleshlight Attachment.
Now, are you going to elaborate on any of those, or are you going to let it all stew in the audience's mind?
The Ben Shapiro Curse is he becomes basically immortal, and like he falls in love, obviously, and he's like, when am I going to die? And then people around him keep leaving, and eventually there's a 10% chance that it happens in tragedy each time he like has some family or something, and it re-rolls each time he adds a family member or hits a milestone. And he's like, eventually he'll get to a point where he's like, it's my fault. And then some girl will come up to him and be like, it's not your fault. I'm not them. You can love me. And then it happens again. And he just goes through that ad infinitum because he's immortal.
Until the universe collapses, I presume.
And I don't really hate Ben Shapiro. I just kind of think that's a funny scenario for him to be in. Number two, Incredibles HD. That's Incredibles 1, but like with just updated visuals.
Graphics.
I can still watch the other one. I would just like to see it with modern visuals too.
Yeah.
And then the Xbox One Fleshlight Attachment. That's something where you plug it into the front of your Xbox. It doesn't come with a cord or anything. So you would just be on the ground with your Xbox. Your Xbox One even.
The Xbox One could be in your
lap. Yeah, no. Would it be incompatible with any previous or future Xboxes?
Yeah, it's Xbox One only.
Just Xbox One.
Yeah. Are there any games that are compatible with the add-on?
No, it's just a Fleshlight.
It's just a Fleshlight that you've like taped on there.
It like plugs into the Xbox, and it, I don't know, I guess it's heated or something.
Okay, that gives it a little more value.
Yeah.
Brendan?
Because it's powered by the Xbox, essentially.
Three wishes? Any wish?
My one wish is that Ben never gets any wishes.
Well, that's a pretty good one, actually.
Oh, I have some other wishes,
see,
yeah.
Not only does Ben have his iconic three wishes, he also has one wish for almost all of his friends that's just life-ruining and detrimental.
Well, it's not life-ruining. For example, there are two good ones. Brendan, do you remember the one I gave you recently? The new one?
Oh, my God. Do I?
We did talk about that, didn't we?
Do you know what it was? Do you remember it? I forgot it again, too.
I remember being
there. What was it? Oh, my God.
Whatever, it's okay. I'll say the one.
Yeah, we'll get the first one out of the way.
Caleb, which is, he's from the Thunderbird episode. He has one of my favorite wishes, which is that one time I was talking to him about his favorite games of all time, and he kept saying Wii games, and at one point he was like, I think my favorite's like probably Mario Sluggers. And I was like, Caleb, I wish you'd go to a world where it's like the movie Yesterday, where the guy ends up in Beatles world. And he ends up in World Without Beatles, and he's telling people about the songs and everything. And they're like, whoa, you made that. I want Caleb to go to that world, but about Mario Sluggers. And so people will be telling, he'll be like, Mario Sluggers, Mario's in it. He can be Bowser, he can be Donkey Kong.
He play
and
baseball?
Be like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. And they're like wiping tears off their eyes. My wish for Tanner is that he becomes like a horse. His body is a horse, and he lives in his current backyard for the rest of his life. And every now and then his brain, like,
he's like 10% himself. So every now and then he'll be like a horse, but then he'll get a sudden, like, very human moment where he'll remember his family in real life.
Oh my God. Wait. And, like, okay. I'm sorry. I hate cutting you off, but I think I just remembered the new Brendan wish. Yeah. Okay. It was like every time we hang out,
there's right.
a 10% chance every hour that one of the two situations happens.
Oh yeah. The situation being, I'll tell the situation.
No, okay, no. It's the wish is that happens, oh, that and happens, then there's and a 10% chance, and it re-rolls
yes,
every 2 hours.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Okay, yeah. I'll finish the Tanner one now.
That yeah, finish the Tanner one. I'm sorry. Again, I hate to interrupt you. I just wanted to get it out before it escaped my brain.
Yeah, the Tanner one is he turns into a horse, 10% of the so every now and then he'll remember his family, and like he'll be like, where's Bronson? Where's my brother? And he'll like look around scared, and he'll start like, doing like horse
doing
noises.
Horse stuff.
And me and Brendan have to go over and take care of him, and we feed him like sugar
they
cubes and apples and peppermints. We pet his mane, and so he does that, and we're like, oh, it's okay, boy. Shh. And I don't think we know it's Tanner, do we?
You have to know it's me. Why would you be taking care of the horse in my backyard?
Yeah, I forget the specifics.
But we take care of you is the thing.
The stipulation is you two are the ones that are taking care of me.
Yeah. And every now and then he remembers his family and panics about it.
We have to calm him down, and he forgets.
Calm him down with peppermints.
But yeah, the Brendan has two ones. They kind of fused. The original one was we were at work, and I was like, Brendan, what would you do if I ran out you, sort of whipped my right arm around in a pinwheel, and grabbed his wiener with my hand.
Okay, no. The whole package. You're grabbing the whole package.
It's not just,
yeah,
not
no,
just
I'm
grabbing
his whole thing. I'm just grabbing
cock
it.
And balls.
And I ran at him from the other side of the business. And while I was doing it, I'm smiling. And he doesn't move because he's like, what is he doing? And I do it and I grab him and I'm like laughing. And he's like a little upset. And he's like, what's the deal? And I refuse to be normal and be like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I thought it would be funny. I don't know why I thought that would be funny. Instead, I'm like, no, dude, it was funny. Come on. And I'm like laughing. And I'm not taking his opinion seriously about it. And Tanner, do you want to say what your thing was that's kind of similar?
So my similar thing of running at Brendan, it requires us to have like just eaten something. Or, you know, have eaten recently enough.
There's food in Brendan's belly.
There's food in Brendan's belly. And little known fact, I have slightly better stamina than Brendan. So the plan was for me to just run after him and, like, get him to play a game of tag with me or something. Just get him to play along to where I run after him and he runs away. But I run after him too much to the point that he, like, gets exhausted and, like, bends over and throws up because he's so tired. And then I just start pointing and laughing at him because I made him throw up. And then when he's like, why would you do that? I'd be like, I also just am indignant about it. And like, I thought it'd be funny, dude. That's why I made you throw up.
Yours,
it's funny.
Yours is mean, whereas mine is like, I'm ignorant of it, are the two differences. Like, I don't acknowledge that he could be upset by it.
I did it on purpose.
Ben was at least being playful with his.
Yeah.
No,
yours
I knew
is because you wanted him
this.
To puke. And so you do that. But the thing is, Brendan, we asked him, we're like, would our friendship continue? And he was like, I'd probably see you less, but I think I could deal with both of them. I'm like, well, anytime we hang out as a group, what if there was like a 10% chance me and Tanner bring it up? And anytime you talk to either of us about it, we both are still like adamantly against you. And we're like, no, it was funny. And there's like a 10% chance we'll turn to each other every hour and be like, remember, dude, I did this shit to Brendan. Or, dude, remember when we fucked with Brendan? And it would... Yeah, that's Brendan's wish for me to have happen.
Wish. I'm just the punching bag recently.
Those are the three wishes. So, Brendan, what are your wishes? What do you wish
his
for?
His first
wish
is for you to not have any
my
wishes.
My first wish is that you don't get any wishes.
Safe fucking bet.
Yeah.
I think my second wish would be to get my 9 lives back.
Okay.
Okay.
Third and wish, Incredibles HD.
My third wish... is for Tanner to have greed.
No.
Ooh.
That was my original bad wish.
Yeah,
that
one
I'd
was
have
nothing.
Greed.
That one made no sense.
Later, I saw, after Ben said that, I saw a picture of a guy with a treasure chest, and it said, you're in her DMs, I'm letting my greed consume me. And I was like, this is literally me after the wish.
That is. That's your wish.
All right. What's your wish, Tanner?
My wish?
So, Brendan's, you have greed, I get no wishes, and he gets all 9 of his lives back.
God, get ready to censor.
I know what's on his brain.
No, I'm not gonna say nothing.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, this has been Goblin Hour.
Don't
Thank
end
you guys
on, hold on,
so
don't
much
end on
for
that.
Watching.
No.